Hello, and welcome to Mandy and Robin's Essential Conversations. And I'm going to let Mandy take the ball today to introduce our topic for today.
Well, thank you, Robin. It has been so fun to hear back from some of you. We're so excited to have this conversation today. Our main thing that we wanted to look at is what stops the flow of abundance. We all know that money or maybe circumstances or situations, we are all looking for opportunities to have a flow of different opportunities come into our lives. There's times where it can feel a little sticky, and maybe it doesn't feel as clear why abundance doesn't come into our life. And so we're going to look at that. We're going to talk about some things that Robin and I have done to create greater flow of abundance in our lives. Robin, when you first think about this, what comes to your mind?
Well, one thing is that we tend to think that when we're trying to open to abundance, we're thinking of something coming to us. When in reality, it's not coming to us, it's coming through us. And we have to open ourselves to the flow of abundance because whether it means it may be a new home. Then we have a place to welcome people in. So that abundance spreads out to someone else. Sometimes we're wanting, if we have, we can give. It's like there was a
So
social
true.
worker that used to give presentations for Family Child Care Association, and she passed recently, but she used to say, if you have self-esteem, you can pass. Self-esteem is catching. If you have self-esteem, you can pass it on. And you can use that with abundance. Abundance is catching. If you have it, you can pass it on. So
That's
that
so
thought
true.
came to me earlier on this topic.
That is such a cool thought. That is super, super cool. You know, Robin, I maybe right for a moment, I'm going to share something. I had a moment where I was kind of capped out. This was in my younger days, but I was capped out where I thought the most money that I can ever have in my bank account is $10,000. And that's, it was so crazy, but the minute it would get close to that, it would disappear. Like I would let go of it, something would happen, and I wouldn't let it grow beyond that. And so I challenged myself. I'm like, I'm going to change this. And so I told myself, I wrote down a number and then I sat down with a piece of paper and I folded it. I put it in half. Some people are like, which way? It was like hot dog style. So then I wrote on one side, I wrote down all the limiting things that came to me with money. And then on the other side of the paper, I put the opposite of all those words. And then I ripped it in half and I ripped up all the words that were holding me back. And I started to focus in on the positive words. And it was fascinating as I did that, I noticed that the money in my life started to grow.
Cool.
The amount in my bank account changed and I broke past that $10,000 mark that I thought was the max that I could have in my savings account. And I also, the other thing that I had done is I wrote a number down and I put it in a visible place so I could continually see it. And that allowed that to grow. And it did. It all came and it was in my bank account. I'm like,
You know,
fascinating.
you're reminding me of one year I had been listening to The Secret and watching that with my the yoga teachers I was training, and Jack Canfield was on, and he mentioned about how he wrote a check to himself for $100,000. He put it on his ceiling to look at,
I
and
like that.
so I thought, yeah, I'm gonna focus on drawing in $100,000. And he said, you know, at the end of the year, we had made $92,000. But do you think we were disappointed?
No.
And so I did the same thing, and I ended up making 98,000 that year.
Is super cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Isn't
I
it
mean,
amazing?
I still, for me, that's shocking. I mean, for some people, it might not seem that much, but for me, it was huge.
Yeah. Isn't it so cool? There is something that happens when we write numbers down.
Yes.
That
Yeah.
something changes and it allows things to open and flow through us differently. Just like you mentioned earlier, that flow.
And sometimes we can get that knot in our stomach when we, put something out there like that. And it's
Like, oh, are
like,
you
well,
sure?
what am I asking for? And that's where it helps, like people tend to want to help other people and see it as selfish, to want for themselves. But it's like, if you don't open yourself up to love, you don't have the love to pass on to others. If you don't
Yes.
open yourself up to abundance, then when someone else is in need, you can't help them.
It is so true. It is so true. Oh, I don't know. It's such an interesting concept. It's fascinating to think about. But it's so powerful.
I mean, on the one hand, you can be thinking, I deserve better. I deserve more. Why is this not coming to me? But there's that other part of yourself that's saying, yeah, maybe I don't really. Maybe you haven't forgiven yourself or others. And so
Yeah, and
that's
I think it's important
blocking
to understand.
flow.
It's kind of like a drain. And if, a bunch of rocks are in that drain, it
Yeah.
doesn't work very good. And
Right.
it slows it down. There's not water that can flow through that. And so learning how to figure out what those are and getting them out
Right.
or having them pass through, like to where, a greater amount of water can push through and clear it out.
Hearing the old voices, like my father always saying, if we only had more money. And my ex-husband always saying, we can't afford it,
Right. And those things affect so much, of what comes out if
Yeah.
we let it.
I mean, even though it was someone else's words, we run that tape in our head and it becomes our own.
Yes. So I think some things that we, that you and I have talked about that other people can try. One is writing it down, whether it's on a blank check or on a piece of paper, some way, and put it somewhere that people can see it
Right.
or that they can see it. The other thing is writing down the things that are limiting, that are holding them back, and then changing those to things that are more power word focused, that can attract that into their lives. And what else, Robin, do you think people can do?
Well, I was looking, I printed out some things. Like, mindset is everything. So, noticing your thoughts, jotting down any thought that you have around abundance in any way, whether it's, like I say, love is abundance, any receiving, like receiving gifts. How do you feel when you receive a gift? Are you able to receive that fully as a reflection of who you are and what you truly deserve? Gratitude fuels growth. So the more grateful you are for what you have, the more space you create to receive more. Energy follows intention. So where your focus goes, your energy flows. Be clear and intentional about what you want. So if you're not asking, then, for and whether it's those around you, or whether it's, maybe your boss, your clients, your friends, if you need something, maybe with friends, maybe it's opening up to their support. Maybe you're used to being the one who's giving all the support. Maybe as a mother, you're giving all the support. You're doing the main work. and you're not expecting or allowing to be that to be reciprocated. You're already enough.
Yes, very much so. Like knowing that we have so much to offer is huge, you know? And I think it's okay if people feel like, wow, I feel really stuck, or maybe I don't have the money that I was hoping for, to not give up, you know? That there's still hope.
It's just a
There's.
sign that you need to open another door, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a sign that sometimes I think when you come up against that brick wall, it's time to take a turn, make a new choice.
Yep.
And
Whether it's the way you're thinking about it
right.
or the steps or actions that you're taking in your life, you know, and the other thing that I learned the other day is the importance of making sure that you have balance in your life. Like, if the only thing that you thought about was exercising per se, and that was your biggest focus, you would end up with like a flat, like your tire would be like lopsided and it wouldn't roll very well. So, looking at different areas, like your physical aspect, your social aspect, your spiritual, and your physical. I messed up one. But anyway, the different areas of your life, if they're all balanced, or it's social. So if they're balanced, then your wheel can spin at a really good pace. If we focus on one area more than the other, then there's an imbalance in our finances, in our
Like if you're
relationships.
looking for abundance in one area of your life, then if you begin to look for abundance in another area, it can help you to open up the other channel. So if you know, we think of money as abundance or things, solid things, you know. But it really is, it's just another form of energy.
So
And
looking,
so
I
the
mean, we could
more
be.
we open our energy up, like even music, vibration can
So
help
true.
you to, you know, release physically, mentally, emotionally. I mean, I was listening to some meditative music in the car the other day, and I went to the doctor. It was yesterday, actually, and I went to the doctor, and my blood pressure was 120 over 62. I was like, well, I've been listening to meditative music.
Calm me right down.
It really makes a difference.
It does.
And when you're opening that flow, when you're calming yourself, when you're taking that time to be the channel, to, you know, like we were talking, I think that was yesterday, about Reiki, how when someone's doing Reiki, they act as the channel for the healing energy to flow into the client or recipient. And they just become the straw. And so it's the same way, you know, we're just becoming the straw. We're just allowing that good energy to flow through us, you know, so that we can do more, be more,
For
or
other
just
people.
feel better, you know. I mean, sometimes we have to just stop and
Yeah, sometimes we
replenish,
do.
you know.
You know, it kind of brings me back to, you know, in the past we've talked about Miracle Morning and having those things. Some people may not know what Miracle Morning is, but it's a series of things you can do each morning. One of them, like, it's savers. So looking and finding time to be silent. And you do that for like 5 to 10 minutes or longer, whatever works for you. Looking at your
Sometimes,
app.
yes. Sometimes I have a really busy morning and I'll do like a minute of each.
I know. So you've got your S, you've got your A, that's your affirmations, and just stating like what you want for the day or things that are positive happening in your life.
Or what you're committed to doing to, you know, create the lo life that you want.
Yes,
I love
that as
doing it
well.
in that way.
So there's S A V, so visualize, finding time to really think about like, what kind of money, just like we talked about at the beginning, the picture, looking at that, visualizing that coming into your life. And, or maybe it's in some other way, visualizing what you want your day to look like. Then you've got exercise, so finding time to move your body, move the energy in your body to create something new. And R is to read, find research, and read different things. And then three.
Read some uplifting messages,
Yeah.
positive affirmations, whatever.
Yes. And two, that gives you knowledge. That was the other part of
Yeah.
that circle that I was talking about, knowledge. So gaining
Wonderful.
knowledge throughout your day allows you to become more balanced. It gives you greater instruction. And then the last thing is just to write down thoughts. So scribe. So that's savers. And I'm not sure why that came to me, but I'm sure grateful for Hal and his instruction on Miracle Morning. And I feel like that's made such a big difference for a lot of business owners. They wake up and they put those things first, and that allows greater abundance to come into their life in many facets.
And this is a form of abundance that has come to me, is that Hal Elrod is actually endorsing my book.
Which is so
He
cool.
is the
I
number
love
one
that.
best-selling author of The Miracle Morning and several other books. And he's, like Mandy says, The Miracle Morning just makes a tremendous difference. Just gives you that time and different way to open yourself up to the day and set your energy in a good way.
It is so great. We're grateful. We're grateful for, for Hal and him sharing that with us. It's a great tool that we all can have access to.
So we hope that you all have gotten some takeaways from our session today, and that you'll be able to clarify your vision. I want to just mention on vision. I had someone ask me what I wanted, and I wanted to become certified at the 500 hour master level of yoga. And so they said, how would you know? Do you get a certificate? And I said, yes. And so she said, visualize yourself getting that certificate. So I did. And I spoke to the Yoga Alliance after that, and I mentioned that I'd like to get certified at the 500-hour level eventually, because I figured I'll put it out to the universe, because that has worked for me in the past. And they said, well, you should be grandfathered at that because of all the yoga that you've done. All you have to do is write it down for us. And they sent me the form and I filled it out and I was certified as a master yogi.
That's
So
super
we're
neat.
already enough,
We are already enough.
and we don't realize it. Like I
You know,
had
and too.
someone feed their resume into ChatGPT and summarize it as a promotion as her for her new life coaching business, which she has is just starting. And it came out with this beautiful summary that she had no idea of how her background could pull together for this, but it was just beautiful. So
That
that's
is so
something
beautiful.
you do
Robin, the other thought that I had, it's fascinating that when we're not attracting what we're hoping to into our lives, looking at all the facets of our life to see maybe there's an area that needs a little strengthening or needs a little attention. And as we work on that a little bit, I guess it goes back to the balance. It allows that to rebalance and for us to become refocused.
And something that I passed on to someone else was they were saying how I've been asking God and asking for guidance and asking for help and all, but they just weren't experiencing it yet. And it came to me to say, can you change the word asking to I'm trusting God? I'm trusting God for this. And that's, I mean, whenever I say something to somebody else, it's always note to self. It's always advice that I need.
Me too.
And so I have adapted that myself, you know, and when I notice I'm asking rather than trusting, you know, I try to change that. So changing that wording and expecting, you know, from those
Absolutely.
Around us, from life, from God, from whatever we consider our higher power to be, whatever supports us in our life. Even, you know, like you mentioned, Miracle Morning, expecting more from Miracle Morning, expecting
Absolutely.
The miracle.
Yes.
So I hope that you will all expect miracles and just,
Absolutely.
You know, remove your limiting beliefs and just find your way to being a channel for greater abundance in your everyday.
Yeah. Robin, this has been a great time
Yeah.
together, and I appreciate it.
Love having a conversation with you.
Me too. It's so fun.
And I hope you all enjoy being in here on that.
Yep, we
And we
appreciate
hope
you
that
all.
You'll join us in, you know, by commenting and giving us back your takeaways or comments that thoughts that you've had that maybe were inspired from what we've said that we
And
can
if any of
share
you,
with others.
if any of you are listening and you're like, it'd be really fun to join in on some of your conversations, feel free to reach out to us.
Right. Yes. Thank you, Mandy.
You're sure welcome. Well, Robin, it's been fun.
Yes. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, before I end, I'm sorry. I skipped this another week, too. I want to share our contact information. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that way if people want to reach out to us, they
Yes,
can.
If you'd like to reach out to us, these are our phone numbers. We do live coaching, and I have a QR code for my free discovery call. So if you'd like to set up a free discovery call with me, we can determine how I might be able to best help you. You can ask me some questions and all. And for Mandy, you can reach out to her at the phone number or email that's on the screen.
That's wonderful. Thanks, Robin.
You're welcome. And the other thing that will be coming soon is I have two books. One that it's ready to publish called My 10-Day Path to Healing, Your Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, and How You Can Create Your Own. And that's being endorsed by Hal Elrod. And then My Path of Yoga from Yamas to Niyamas, I will have, I'm about halfway through that, but I'll be preparing that book for publication so I can use it in my yoga teacher training. And I actually, I'm really on fire with the writing now. I'm compiling a book that my mother wrote about us kids. I was the youngest of six. And so this is a story of my childhood stories of me and my siblings. And I'm compiling that for publication as well.
That's so exciting, Robin. You know, it's something that if people out there that are listening, if they themselves, or if they have like a grandma or parent that would like to have help writing a short life history, that's something that I've been doing, is I've been helping people write their life history.
Yes, yes.
So that's been really fun.
And Mandy is so awesome to work with.
Oh, Robin, thanks. You too.
I hope you reach
out to
me. Thank you.
Well, enjoy and watch for miracles today.
Yes. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.